Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.
Hey guys, I'm Whitney Port and this is With Wit. A lot of you may know me from reality TV, and the reality is a lot's happened since The Hills. With Wit is dedicated to having real, raw, and occasionally ridiculous conversations with the people who have had a profound impact on me. Life-changing moments, life-changing people. Because on With Wit, very little is off limits.
I'm so happy to have you.
I'm happy to be here.
So I have been following Symbiotica for a while now and watching the growth and how much you guys are up to. And so I've been really excited to chat with you just because everyone here listening to this podcast is very much like trying to do the best we can to take care of ourselves while not allowing it to like overtake our lives, you know? So how did you find yourself getting into this world and like co-founding Symbiotica?
So health and wellness has been a big part of my husband and I's life. Mm-hmm. We've been married for 25 years and we've just naturally, you know, every year as you get older, you want to do a little bit more towards taking care of your health so that you can live longer for your children. We were on our fourth company and he and our partner, Shervin, have known each other since high school. Mm-hmm. And Shervin reached out to my husband and said, love for you to join. My husband and I are like yin and yang. Mm-hmm. He runs everything.
So you work with him?
I work with him.
Wow.
It's
I do
cool.
a little bit with my husband, like a little bit, but I can't do like full-fledged him all up in the business. Like I need my own autonomy. Is that, has it been like mostly it works for you guys?
Yeah. So it works for us because we did it in corporate America.
Yeah.
He ran sales for AT&T. I ran marketing.
Okay.
And we were like, we can do this. Mm-hmm. That's when we realized like we have a healthy enough relationship where we can do this. We still want to kill each other at times.
Yeah.
So don't take me wrong. Yeah. But we found a good balance in it.
Yeah. And you know how to set your boundaries with like what's work and what's personal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the things that he's great at, they're not my strong suit.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the things that are my strengths, are his opportunities. So mm-hmm. we vibe
like
together
perfect
well.
Partners, yeah.
He's really funny.
Yeah.
So he inspires me every day to be better, to think differently, to mm-hmm. gives me just a different perspective to everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I love working with him.
Mm-hmm.
Been married for 25 years.
Wow.
And
so you were working together at AT&T.
Yeah.
And then, so then what was the evolution into like this health and wellness world?
We started a family, our first daughter. And at that time we realized we don't own our time.
Mm-hmm.
All we do is we work. We accumulated a lot of wealth mm-hmm. because we were both high level execs. But we knew that there was a point when our daughters got old enough that the story's got to be more profound mm-hmm. than mom and dad just make a bunch of money mm-hmm. and we've got big titles.
Mm-hmm.
So the inspiration actually started after having our second daughter. And we wanted our daughters to know that mom and dad do something to help the world mm-hmm. be a better place.
Mm-hmm.
And when Shervin, you know, and my husband spoke, it was just a natural fit for us.
Mm-hmm.
We were very passionate about what could come of this idea of like Symbiotica. And there was one SKU or one product at the time.
Yeah, I was going to ask what you launched with.
Yeah, there was one, the company already had one product. It was the Omega.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 2019, when we joined, we took it from one product to seven.
Mm-hmm.
And the company at the time didn't have infrastructure. So that's like our forte. We know how to build scale companies. I think the most—
Such an amazing skill.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. We've both been working since the age of 16.
Mm-hmm.
And we love working. And most important, we love the people aspect of companies mm-hmm. and the culture.
Mm-hmm.
And so this was very natural for us because we love like what we were about to do, which mm-hmm. was very, very intentional.
Mm-hmm.
And we had accumulated the money and mm-hmm. so we were good financially. And we said, let's do this because we're passionate about what we're about to do.
Totally.
And to be able to do this full scale where we can really impact people's lives is so powerful.
So powerful.
It moves me, inspires me every day to want to come into
mm-hmm,
work.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even call it work. It's like I'm a part of this like movement.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've shifted from a company that was a supplement brand to now we're a lifestyle brand.
Mm-hmm.
And we really truly live with intention and we bring on folks to join the company and the team that have like believe in our mission, believe in our core like ethos.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just for us, it was very natural. We love what we do. It's been 4 years.
That's
and
amazing.
After the first year of joining, we took a company that, you know, wasn't so profitable to $1 million and from $1 million to $7 million. And then the year after that, $40 million and now over $250 million and proud. And we've really diversified our profile because as a mother,
mm-hmm.
I'm the one that's like the gatekeeper to what the cleaning products are, what detergent we're using,
right.
And the products that are out there just have such fragrances.
Shit
not,
in them.
Yeah,
yeah,
thank you for saying that.
Yeah,
I wanted to say
okay.
shit.
It came out of
yeah.
my mouth, not
no,
yours.
I love it, but it's just, it's not quality. And for us, it's amazing because we're now like really a part of your life in such a greater way.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the supplements you take. Next month, we'll be launching a pet care line. And
amazing.
So it's like, what are you giving your pets? What are you giving your children? And then what's your, you know, the cleaning supplies that you're using? And I think that that's just, it's all encompassing in terms of like living a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah.
It's not just taking supplements.
Totally.
But it's like, how are you really living?
That makes so much sense. And I think the scaling of it is something that so many young female entrepreneurs, like, you know, that I've spoken to have the hardest time with. It's like, at least for me, I feel like, okay, I have a great idea. And then it's like, how do I go and make it happen? And you are so inspiring. Obviously, I know it's so fulfilling what you do in terms of like the products that you do, mm-hmm. but being this empowered like female boss, like what kind of words of wisdom do you have for women out there who are, you know, maybe young entrepreneurs who have this idea but don't necessarily like know what's the first step to take to get there?
Well, first, thank you for your kind words. I'm really humbled.
Mm-hmm.
I think that I'm only a byproduct of the incredible women that I have the privilege of working with every day. I would say, you know, don't don't chase the money.
Yeah.
I think it's so hard because at the end of the day, we all are on social media, and social media makes you feel like I should do more. I should be making more money. I should be accumulating, you know, things. Mm-hmm. And I think you just need to be authentic with yourself and say, like, what's your passion? Why mm-hmm. are you really doing it? Mm-hmm. And for us, it wasn't to make money, to be quite honest with you. It was like, I believe in, like, we're going to make a difference in the world mm-hmm. and people's lives. Mm-hmm. And my recommendation would be to align yourself with people that are already doing it.
Yeah.
And be okay with failing. Mm-hmm. I think everyone tells a story of success, and I just did it myself, but I'll tell you, in those 4 years, we failed a lot. Mm-hmm. And we're a self-funded company. And there were times where it was like, oh, shit.
Like this really hurts. Like, yeah. This is personal. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
And it's very scary because everything's on the line and you obviously have a family, but no risk, no reward, you know? And also finding something that really is, that you're passionate about. Because if you're just doing it for the wrong reasons, mm-hmm. like... it's that drive won't last, right?
Yeah, very true. And then you get caught up because you want to follow trends and you want to do the thing that's in vogue, but, and your customers and your community, they feel it.
Yeah, it's so true.
For us, like, we put our heart and soul into the things that we do, how we do it. Sherbean's very passionate about the products that he makes. And, you know, for my, Shahab and I, that's my husband. I keep referencing my husband.
Yeah.
You know, we love what we do every day. Mm-hmm. And I think that our team feels that. And mm-hmm. so we've created a culture where people feel supported. They feel inspired. They come into work where I don't even call it work. I call it a destination. Mm-hmm. Like mm-hmm. the office we've built is a cool office. We've got a meditation room. We've got a lounge.
That's so amazing.
We offer, you know, unlimited snacks. And we take a lot of pride in the coffee that we bring in our coffee machine. So we do a lot of—
Like the work culture supports that. I think that's so important. So important. I think that it has to reflect, the work culture has to reflect, or it does reflect, like, the spirit of the company and the heart of the company. And that's so important.
Hi, guys. It's Jordan from the Balanced Blonde Soul on Fire podcast. On my show, we go deep on all things astrology, awakening, motherhood, channeling, healing, and so much more. A few years ago, I was diagnosed with chronic Lyme disease, and the healing journey I embarked on at that time set me on the path to radical awakening. Let's just say I had no choice but to change my energy, and that opened me up to the most beautiful healing of my life. On my show, you can expect to feel like you're sitting in my living room chatting with old friends. Tune in every Wednesday to connect and hang on the Balanced Blonde Soul on Fire.
I was reading also that you are into manifestation as well, and it's something that I really do a lot, and I feel like I've done it without even knowing that I've been doing it my whole life. Like, I've just been like, I see myself doing something and then I'm like, okay, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
And the more I believe it, then, like, I see things actually happening. And I'm really tuning into that now, as, like, last year was sort of like a weird year, like the strike and all sorts of things within the economy and whatever. And this year, I'm really trying to, like, manifest what I want and simplify. And, like, what you were saying, really focus in on what makes me happy, not what's necessarily, like, the easiest money to make. Mm-hmm. What, like, form of manifestation do you practice?
I love that you said you were doing it without realizing. So growing up, I didn't know it was called manifesting.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I didn't know, like, how someone makes you feel. It's like their vibration. So I started learning these things as I was adulting.
Yeah.
And I think what's really important is really being in tune with how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I am, and I think this goes for a lot of listeners, who you surround yourself with is really, really important.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're such a part of your personal ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
And just being true to, like, what it is that you want that makes you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I'm so in tune with the way I feel.
Mm-hmm.
If something doesn't make me feel good, I need to remove it out of my life. I know that sounds kind of like that's silly, but
it doesn't sound silly at all. It sounds like something that my husband and I always talk about, like, energy givers versus energy suckers.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's hard to really set those boundaries. Like, how have you navigated that with toxic energies?
Yeah. So if I am around energy that doesn't make me feel good, obviously I try to, like, reflect. There's been, you know, people that we meet and we'll go out to dinner or hang out with them at a social event. And I'm like, wow, like I didn't really like the way they speak of people and how they treat the people around them. And I don't want that part of my ego, because for me, I think if you can leave someone feeling good and inspired after they've connected with you, then I believe you're really living. You're not just alive. True. And like, if you're successful and she's successful and I'm successful, like we're not eating from one another's plate. Like,
right.
There's enough to get around.
Right.
You just need to be confident enough to accept that and know that.
It's so true.
And for me, like, I'm really big on, like, I will think about something almost to the point where it consumes me. Mm-hmm. And I think, like, I'm big on meditating.
Mm-hmm, me too.
I'm really big on, like, the home that we currently live in. I was obsessed with this home. I mean, I remember I printed pictures of it, and I would envision myself like sitting in the nook and having breakfast. And before we lived in it, I would drive by the home. I know it sounds kind of kooky, but
no,
I would actually drive
all.
By the home, and I would like say, one day you're going to be mine. And so I think having a clear vision and like, to the extent where you see it, you feel it, you can almost taste it.
Yes. And not saying like you want something, but saying like, I will have that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And your words are so powerful.
Mm-hmm. I know, it's so true, because it's like, it's weird how your words, what you say to yourself, how your brain can like wire to then really believe it.
Yeah.
And then you put that energy out there. And I know, I do believe in it. And I'm not like I don't even know what the...
Like the hokey
spiritual person. Yeah. But it's just a part of the universe that I really do believe in.
Yeah.
And I find that a lot of people that are successful kind of have put that out there as well.
Yeah.
So what kind of meditation do you do?
So not a long one, because the mornings are chaos in my house. Like my daughters are coming in like, Mom, like you're taking too long. And I'm not really a morning person. You wouldn't
believe
this. I'm
not really either. I'm not either. It's okay, but that's okay, and that's good that you're honest. Like, we want to hear that. You know what I mean? And it's like, what do you do so that you can deal with your mornings?
Yes.
Because I'm not either. Sunny's up at like 5:30 to 6:30 every morning. Yeah.
Yeah. My daughters, Yasmin and Ariana, would tell you, like, oh, Mom's such a hot mess in the mornings. And I am, like, I'm, like, literally, like, my shoes. I forgot my shoes. I forgot my phone. And my husband's like, babes, you got to just wake up earlier. So I'm doing little things. Like, I try to put my clothes out the night before.
Smart.
So I'm not a morning person. But in the mornings, I love to meditate just for a quick 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I just step outside of my little deck area. And I like to kick off my mornings with just gratitude. Just like, thank you, God. It's interesting because you take things for granted, like, just normal. Until things are bad.
That's so true.
And so I just try to say, like, thank you, God. I woke up today. I feel good.
Yeah. I have my health. My family has their health. I have this roof over my head. Like,
And I like to say, what is it today that I need to accomplish? Like, I'm just really clear on the goal and the kind of mission in hand for the day. And then it's like, you know, I'm also okay if things don't go perfect. I'm human. I think it's okay to, like, be forgiving of yourself. And then I just get out there and try to conquer my day. First step is dropping the kids off at school on time, which is like, yes, the kids got to school on time.
Yeah, such a good feeling.
I tell you that that's a big thing for me. And then it's going to the gym and doing a quick little 30-minute workout.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's like my time with myself. And then getting into the office and getting together with my team and doing what we do, which, again, we're changing lives and we're really, truly a movement. And so I'm around people 8 hours a day that inspire me, like through my thoughts, my actions, creativity. And then, you know, the pick up the kids from school, make sure that pick up line on time. And my kids
it's
are
a
like,
thing.
It's a such a thing. It's such a thing where I think I'm early. I showed up and I'm like, gosh, I'm like 10 cars behind. Like,
yeah,
I don't
still.
Get what time did you guys show up here? But then, you know, it's just, I think like, life is take it one day at a time.
Yeah. I think what's also so great is you were talking about your team and obviously it taking a village. And I think that that is so important to pay attention to. And I feel like a lot of people, especially listening to this, probably have questions about like how to move up and how to make yourself known or how to stand out. And I feel like within the company that you have, you probably deal with that a lot. So what are some like good tips that we can give to people to help them really like stand out within a company like yours?
So I would say the first is put passion into everything that you do.
Yeah.
And my secret sauce has always been like, if you see a gap in the business or within a project, like go above and beyond and try to fill that gap,
mm-hmm.
because that's how you're seen.
Mm-hmm.
You're seen by the energy that you come into work every day. Like be a true team player and inspire and support your teammates.
Yeah.
Because if you're the type of person where everything is about you, 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 and you come into work and you've got ego, I think that, you know, that's how you will not stand out.
Agreed.
But how you do stand out is the person that has the good attitude. I would say if you aren't at work and your absence is felt,
mm-hmm.
that's when you know you're making a difference.
You're doing a good job. Yeah. I think that the yes attitude is so important, yeah. being a yes person. I think checking your ego at the door. And I think I just blanked on
it. Okay. I would agree with you on the yes thing. Like
right?
My entire life, I've never cared about specifically like what my role was. Mm-hmm. I wanted to do whatever it took mm-hmm. to get the job done and above and beyond.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then how can I help other departments? So I think just being a leader,
yeah.
and you know, not saying, well, I've got to stay within these lines, and being mm-hmm. creative and really adding value. We say to everyone on our team, treat this like it's your own company.
Mm-hmm.
And like how everything you do,
because there's always movement, yeah. and like you're noticing that, like you seem like a really intuitive, amazing boss that's noticing all those little things. And
yeah.
so,
well, thank you.
Yeah.
I say like Symbiotica success, and you know, Shahab and Sherveen were here, they'd say the same, but like Symbiotica success has been a byproduct of our team.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a me or Shahab or Sherveen thing. It's our team.
It's everyone.
I mean, these guys are working their asses off. They work with passion. They're like our content guys are so passionate about like the storytelling,
mm-hmm.
and we don't micromanage our folks. Mm-hmm. We're like, come in, and we have hired you because we're confident
and we trust you. We're putting trust in you.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other thing I was going to say was also a quality that I like is someone thinking like a couple steps ahead of you,
yeah.
you know, like knowing what you're going to want next, or like knowing what the market is going to need next, you know, someone that's like very forward thinking.
Yes.
I think that's someone that stands out for me as well. So a lot of companies also after COVID and even before COVID were starting to do more things like remote mm-hmm. and bringing people in-house versus having like consulting companies. What do you feel like are the benefits? I feel like your team is all working together, right? In
yeah.
the office every day. What does that work culture look like?
So we've won Best Place to Work. It's going to be our fourth year in a row.
Oh my
And this
God.
Is an anonymous survey that goes out to the teammates.
I need to come work for you.
I would love that. I can't afford you, but I love that. So what do we do? So one is I think you've got to create in a world today where so many companies are remote,
mm-hmm.
right? And they give you that kind of flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to create a destination office. So I would say that our office, number one, is very, very like warm. It's
mm-hmm.
fun.
Mm-hmm.
I call it like a sexy jungle.
Yeah,
you know,
if you
come out to San Diego, please come visit.
I need to.
You'll have
or
to
send
do,
me pictures for sure. I need to see a sexy jungle workplace. It sounds amazing.
You've got a lot of greenery.
Love it.
And so... When designing the office, it's like, what kind of space do I want to come into every
right.
day? And then thinking about your teammates. So we've got a meditation room.
It's so great.
We have a lounge. We have unlimited snacks in the office. Every Friday, we do what's called a family lunch, where we come together. It's like, I don't care if you've got a call. It has to stop.
Yeah.
Everyone has to stop working. We come together and we sit and we have lunch with each other.
So amazing.
And it's gotten very costly because our team continues to grow.
To grow, yeah.
But I always share that if we can get to know each other 1% more than the last week,
mm-hmm.
that's how you're building natural like synergy between
mm-hmm.
where it's like, I'm going to show up and I'm going to do my best work because like we're friends and I feel accountable.
Yeah.
Like I'm not going to come and half-ass this because what I do is going to impact your work and
yeah.
your department and the greater company. We do a lot of team builders. And we try to like celebrate our wins. We do happy hour.
That's
we'll
amazing.
Have different pop-ups
mm-hmm.
once a quarter. But I think it's creating an environment where people can succeed. Mm-hmm. They feel supported. Mm-hmm. We have the most amazing leaders at our company that are, you know, people first leaders. Mm-hmm. And we're all about, like, I love to get to know my team. One of the things I do is once a month I have lunch and my assistant will select a random person.
Yeah.
And I want to have lunch with them. And during that 1 hour, I don't want to talk anything about work. I just want to get to know you. Them.
That's so nice. That's so nice. And it makes me, like, I know it's not a sales thing, but it makes me want to, like, buy more of your products, like knowing how much care you have for your employees and how it's not just about putting the product out or making the money. It's about, like, changing culture and how we treat each other, and how we treat each other creates better products for everyone. Yeah. Like, it's really, really, really cool what you're doing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I'll share a quick story. We had an investor meeting, and it was like later in the day. It was about a 2.5 hour long meeting, and we had one of our teammates in the meeting, and they were kind of going round robin to figure out, like, what everyone does, their role, what their past role has been. And I never ever had heard this from our specific teammate, but he said, you know, like, I've been with Symbatica now for 3 years. And it was cool because, you know, men traditionally aren't very, like, emotional, right? Like, mm-hmm. I think we have that title, like, women are emotional. Mm-hmm. And he started crying and he said, the company has changed my life personally.
Stop it.
And in that moment, I thought, wow.
Like everything is just worth this. Like, it's all.
Yeah. To know that we are making an impact in people's lives personally. Mm-hmm. And then Shahab and I both worked in corporate America. And I felt at that time, like, I was just a number.
Right.
And I was just an ID number. And I don't want my teammates to feel that way. We're really family. I share with the team. I spend more time with you in the week than I do with my children. Mm-hmm. So
this better be, like, enjoyable and loving. And
yeah, like, I care about you. If you come into work and you're not happy and there's something, I care, like, what's going on? Because in order to come to work and be your best, you've got to feel your best. Mm-hmm. We offer personal training for all of our employees.
That's amazing.
And it's not because, like, it's the aesthetics. It's like, I want you to feel good from within.
Uh-huh. Is it ever hard, though, to, like, separate the personal and the work, you know? Like, you get too close with someone and then you feel like, oh, I can't say this to them or, like, judge their work or, I'm sure that happens all the time.
Yeah, I think for me, like, I'm a Pisces. I'm a very,
me too.
Like, you're a Pisces.
What,
February 26th.
I'm March 4th.
Look, oh my God, that, both fellow Pisces. Yes, we have a dual birthday. Yeah. Here you go.
Karaoke
night. It is hard, especially for me. I'm a very emotional person. And when someone's not happy or something's going on in their life, like, it's very personal for me. I feel like it's like I'm going through it with them.
Uh-huh.
But I also think.
So sensitive.
I also think it's what makes the journey so much sweeter is because at the end of the day, we care about one another and I'm invested in you personally. And I think there's that sense of accountability to each other. So I think that's helped and is a big part of our culture. And then we're very transparent with all of our employees as we are with our community. Mm-hmm. So it's been an incredible journey. This company has been very different, like a unicorn, I would say, in terms of our company, our culture. It's, you know, coming into a space 5 days a week with the same team. Same. It's like I always say to everyone, the most important commodity that you bring into work is your energy and your passion.
Yeah. And in everything, right?
Yeah.
It's like waking up in the morning and saying, like, today's going to be a good day. Like, immediately putting that energy out there. It's everything, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would agree with that. Yeah. And we just, you know, we are okay if we fail as a company because we just learn from it.
You won't.
And we always say to everyone on the team, just do it. Mm-hmm. Like, go try it. I always say just try it out. If the worst thing that'll happen is we'll fail and we'll learn from
it. But you'll learn something from it. Exactly.
So it is that type of environment where we really try to ignite our teammates to take chances, to believe in themselves, to think outside the box. And
give them freedom.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell us about the Helping Hands for Afghans.
So a few years back when the Taliban took over Afghanistan, I was devastated, as many Afghans were. That's the obvious. So every night I would just cry. Mm-hmm. And I left Afghanistan when I was 3 months. Mm-hmm. I'm oftentimes asked, like, you have such an emotion for your where you were born. Why is that? Well, I love women, and I think my love for women starts from we say Afghanistan, mm-hmm. Especially because women have their rights taken from them every day. And I like to have perspective in my life to know just how lucky I am mm-hmm. to be here mm-hmm. as an Afghan American, but then also my responsibility to women, not just the women I work with every day, but the women in my core group, my community, the women that support me, and then how can I give back? So when the Taliban takeover happened, I was crying every single night. And my husband said to me one night, get up and do something about it. Mm. Like, what do you think this is going to do? Like, mm-hmm. oh, you're just sitting around crying.
Like, this is wasted energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's when I kind of looked inward and said, well, what do I need to do? I need to create a nonprofit. I need to rally up the folks that have supported me mm-hmm. and raise money. So we had a concert and we raised half a million in one.
My God.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And it was like a Middle Eastern concert. We brought together Iranian artists and Afghan artists, and it was really beautiful to bring together the two communities.
Yeah.
And we took those funds, 100% of the proceeds went back to Afghanistan, whether we helped out folks getting out of Afghanistan or helped out the military bases where the refugees were living at.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the military, there was six military bases here in the U.S. that gave us a list of essentials that they needed. So we would negotiate getting things bulk pricing.
Mm-hmm.
And so providing them with supplies. And it's my personal passion.
Yeah.
And I think that in life, in order to know where you're going, you must always know where you've come from.
Right. And obviously those first 3 years there had an impression on you. And it's like where you're from, it's where your heritage is. Like, I totally get that. And I think that as women, we have a responsibility to kind of continue to take care of women all over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. I mean, I'm all about that. I'm only as good as the women I surround myself with.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
I don't believe in competing with women.
Mm-mm.
And for me, I want women to feel inspired, ignited. I want them to feel beautiful around me and my energy and the love that I have for them.
Mm-hmm. It's something that I have to continue to remind myself too, because sometimes I can find myself being like judgy or whatever, even in my head, even if I don't say it out loud. And I'm like, I need to have more grace. Like, no one should ever, we need to just stop whatever those like learned judgments mm-hmm. that we have as women to be bitchy. It's like, get rid of that. So you're in the office 5 days a week. You meditate in the morning, so you have somewhat of a little bit of self-care in the mornings. What else do you do, like, purely for yourself?
I'm really big on, like, my skincare regimen.
Yeah, same.
The face rolling, trying to keep that skin tight.
Yeah, I need to get into that. It's happening, though. We just have to embrace it.
Yeah.
And do the best we can.
So I'm in my 40s,
mm-hmm.
And I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. I think it's you really feel like a woman. And
yeah.
It's like, it's okay if I mean, I do a lot of self-keep in terms of light therapy.
Yeah.
I'm religious about my facials.
Like, me too.
I tell my husband, I'm like, please don't disrupt me unless the house is burning down. This is like
this is my time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I recently started doing P-Volve, which I really like.
I love P-Volve.
Shout out Rachel. She's amazing.
She's really good, kicking
my ass.
Like, really gentle, but like lengthening and leaning and strong. Yeah, she's really great.
So what else do I do? Sundays, I call Sunday fun day. Like, I want to relax and just chill out at home. I don't want to do anything.
Yeah.
I just want to take an hour with my skin stuff and, you know, put my roller in the fridge and roll my face up for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And I love listening to positive affirmations and reading, like, the self-help books.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just really important to realign your thoughts where it makes you feel good about yourself and you kind of fuel yourself with positivity before you hit the week running.
Yeah. Is there anyone that you've read lately that you love? Or any, like, self-affirmations app. I mean, I use Calm for my meditations.
That's a really good one.
Because I can't, like, I could, I guess, sit and just breathe for 10 minutes, but a guided meditation is better for me. So I use that. But I know my sister has, like, an affirmations app.
Yeah, I don't have, I mean, sometimes I just go on YouTube.
And you're just some affirmations.
Yeah, and there's, like, a few different pages I follow on the gram.
And then having two daughters, I'm starting to deal with this now. I have a son, 6-year-old, who's like getting into video games and blah, blah, blah. What's the deal with screen time in your kids? Like, how are you handling that?
I will say I'm still learning that.
Yeah.
I don't have the answer. And if there are any moms out there that does, please DM me on I'm what having, I need to do.
I need some sort of like, I don't need to be like so rigid and strict and limitations. Because I also, you know, it's nice that he has it too. And it's good for certain things. Like, he's not doing anything unsafe on it. But I also like, I just don't want the addiction to happen. Yeah. I just don't like the idea of it. Like, I was in New York and I went to dinner with my girlfriend, and these two girls sat next to us, and these two young girls, and they just sat on their phones the entire time and didn't say a word to each other. Yeah. And I was like, my son cannot be like that.
Yeah, it's so hard as a parent. So we have like little rules in our home where dinner or at the table, no phones.
Absolutely not.
No phones. No. And I'll tell you, there'll be like a work emergency and they're like, I thought there were no phones. And we're like, no, but this is like, this is work. This is impacting people. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
So I think that for me, what I find is that if I spend time with them, they're like really engaged with like, how was school today? Like, how, you know, did anything happen?
Like not being on your phone while you're engaging with them.
Yes.
Not being like doing two things at once. Like the time with them has to be quality time
exactly.
with them. Yeah.
I find that deflects them from wanting to be on their phone.
Mm-hmm.
And we also do every night like family night. Mm-hmm. So after dinner, we'll just kind of take the dishes to the sink, and then we'll, you know, Yasmin or Ariana will select what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. One of my daughters loves playing cards. And so I think figuring out like those little things where you are giving them something else other than their phone.
Right. So you're like giving them something that they want, like your energy plus like valuing something that they want to do.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So I think it's finding the balance. I'm with you. We've been to restaurants, and I also talk to my children like little adults, and I go, look, they're not even talking at the table.
Uh-huh.
And that's what you guys would look like.
Uh-huh.
And at the end of the day, the most, you know, they're young, but I always share with them, like, the most critical thing I would share with you is like communication, having those skill sets where you can go into a room and talk to anyone at any age and any walk of life is probably the most, you know, incredible skill set that you can have in life.
It's so valuable. It's so
and
true.
So I share that with them and, you know, hope they listen and continue to repeat so that it really instills into their minds that.
And I'm sure they hear how you speak too. I think that they hear how we speak to people and they pick up on that. Like, I feel like my dad was always an entrepreneur, and I was hearing how he was doing business and how he was treating people and communicating with them and like getting on the phone with them. And I feel like that instilled like a certain nature in me that I really appreciate about myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, today I would say to Shahab, my husband, like, we're the biggest role models to our children.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to live a life where we're really like good human beings and they're seeing that through us, like whether we go to a restaurant, how we're treating, you know, the waiters and the staff, at the end of the day, like, we're all human beings.
Right.
And so we want to treat people with respect and kindness.
Right.
So yes, I do believe that your children 100% are learning from you at all times.
Uh-huh.
And so we try to, you know, be good examples to them. And of course, I think we're all guilty of the kids getting on the phone, but
of course, we all do what we can too. And that's the other thing, is that we have to have grace for ourselves when we need them to do that.
Yeah.
You know?
And I always tell my daughters, like, you cannot be afraid if mommy goes through your phone.
Uh-huh.
If you are afraid, then you probably shouldn't be
doing
on whatever
you're
doing.
Doing something wrong, yeah.
Thank goodness they're not on social media.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that that's great. And I want them to, like, really have a lot of self-confidence before they
get out there.
Yeah.
I completely am with you. I mean, I only have a son so far, and I think it's a totally different thing, but we're holding off on the social media thing for as long as we possibly can.
All of us.
Yeah, all of us.
It's tough. I mean, I'm guilty of it myself. I go on social media and I'm like criticizing myself.
I know, same.
I don't feel good. So
same.
I personally have to, as a grown adult, I have to limit myself on social media because I think it takes away from my power.
Agreed.
And again, it's one of those things that, like, it doesn't make me feel good. It's not pouring into me.
And you're not like getting so much inspiration from it.
Yeah.
It's only just sort of like taking things away from you.
Yeah.
And if you're getting inspiration, it's almost like it's from someone else. It's just like you want your creativity, your business, your life to be how you want it, yeah. not based on like how somebody else's life is being led.
Yeah.
I know. It's a tricky thing because like social media is also so important for our businesses and it can be very powerful and you can, you know, it can be like an amazing educating tool. But I think that knowing how you react to it and having those boundaries is important.
Yeah, super important. Especially you go on social media and like you're so quick naturally as a human to want to compare yourself.
Yeah. You're like, why aren't I there? Yeah. Or why aren't I wearing that? Or like, why don't my kids do that? Or whatever it is.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, at the end of the day, everyone's just showcasing their success and their happiness. And that's also okay and only natural. But I think that everyone has to figure out what limit it is where it's like, okay, now this is unhealthy.
Right.
This isn't servicing me in a positive way.
Mm-mm. And I know. And sometimes it can be totally in your subconscious. You have to really connect to it. Well, this was so great.
Thank you.
Do you feel good?
I do. Thank you so much. You made this very like natural and engaging. And
okay, good.
I don't know what it is. I think it's this big mic.
It's the light. Like, I get it. The lights, the thing, the this. Do you want to say like where should we find you and anything, like all the info about Symbiotica?
Sure. You can find Symbiotica on Symbiotica.com. Mm-hmm.
And with a K?
With a K, yes. And I'm Dorana Elmi.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you loved this episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. I'd love to hear what you think and anything more or even less you'd want to hear about. Tune in every Tuesday for a new episode. If you want to know more about what I'm up to, you can find me on Instagram at Whitney Eve Port, my website, WhitneyPort.com, and my YouTube channel, Whitney Port. Peace in the streets.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.